everybody, Matt Medley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. Thanks for tuning in. It is April 29th, 2022. Weekend edition, TGI, it's Friday. Had to wait till the draft here. So, you can get all of your Wisconsin pro sports takes right here in 20 minutes or less, or your robin is free. The Wisconsin State Bird and a restaurant in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Okay, there's too much to get to. We got to get to it all. We're all rocking. It is Bucks, Brewers, Packers, so here we go. We will start out with the bad news. Chris Middleton, you know what, folks? It is time for a new segment. Bucks are fucked. Bucks are fucked. Okay? They're fucked. So, fun season. I don't want to be I told you so about the fact that Chris Middleton played all of the playoffs last year. The finals were super late in the year into July due to COVID. The season was pushed back. Don't forget about that. So Chris plays through the playoffs last year, goes into the Olympics, and then comes back and essentially, I think he had about 3 hours off, and he's back, and it's tough to repeat and it's tough to stay healthy. And so, unfortunately, they're just not the healthiest team this year. This is not the sixth or seventh man. Bucks lost the great Ragu last year. Didn't really matter in hindsight. I mean, he seemed to be an 8 or 7 rotation guy, never really a sixth man. So, you know, Bucks are fucked. All right. But I will, let me turn it around. So that's the end of the Bucks. I mean, what else am I going to say? Middleton's the number two. I've compared him to Kobe Bryant in this past in terms of closing games and the analytics nerd. Beep, 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 beep. There's stuff to back it up. Kobe-esque in closing games. When Giannis is going to get hacked. You know, it's huge. It's Batman and Robin shit. And yes, I'm talking about Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, the Batman. So I'm just depressed. I don't want to talk about it. I mean, again, I don't want to be right because I did say I was concerned about Middleton's health. And, you know, here we are, because the word is, even if they do get through Boston, which is possible, the next series, I mean, the word on the street is Middleton won't be back for the next series either. And then that makes me think he's probably not going to play in the playoffs. This is a bad injury. So there we go. So let me just do a minute or two or three. Let's appreciate Giannis, because we just need to bask in the glow of Giannis, our savior, Lord, number one. Because he is at that level where he is such a superstar that I am like, well, even with a hampered, injured team, Giannis wins you 2 games in the playoffs. Min. There's going to be not many sweeps or 5-game series for the Bucks, because Giannis is that fucking good. LeBron, Jordan. I mean, there was some fluky shit here and there, but for the most part, you know that these greats are good for 2 games. So that's why I've convinced myself, hey, if they could maybe defeat Boston as Giannis is getting 2 games, maybe the other guys can win the other 2. Then we're halfway there. So, you know, anything is possible with Giannis. Chris Middleton was an important player. He was B to Giannis's A +++. Middleton was a solid B. But I mean, that's great. That's amazing to have, and we're lucky to have him. So that's enough about the Bucks. I'm too upset about it, and really, there's nothing to talk about because Chris Middleton's out. So, yeah, there you go. That's the end of the Bucks are flipped. So, Brewies. Ooh, I mean, I'm excited about this one because, folks, are the Brewers scoring any fucking runs? What do you have it? They are, so it's polka time. Hey, in heaven there is no beer. Hey, doo-doo, that's why we drink it here. 10 runs. Oh, man. They are, is the answer to that. They are, so I get to sing and dance around the room and sing polka in celebration of the Milwaukee Brewers scoring any fucking runs. Now, it is against the Pittsburgh Pirates. I would love to play the Pirates just all the time. They're a good, they seem to be a good matchup for the Brewers, which is like the Brewers win every time. So, yeah, let's get, I am so excited. I have some complaining to do, but I also, let's start with the number one. I told you Christian Yelich listens to this podcast. He is once again the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, because he's doing everything I'm asking him to do. Christian Yelich, you're my guy. You're getting on base. So if you missed the game, I'll take you through the Brewer game yesterday. It was during the day. You might have missed it. I was, the ninth inning was 12:30 Pacific time, so I was able to have a soup and catch this last inning. So Brewers down one. Yelich hadn't hit. He's in there pinch hitting, leading off the inning. Bunts for a base hit, motherfuckers! Get on that fucking base! Oh, he's getting on base. Everyone else is striking out and hitting 200. There's been some pops of games here and there, but they're stringing it together. They're walking. They're bunting. It's okay. It's okay to do these things. So starts the rally. The Milwaukee Brewers win that game against Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich starts the rally to win the game. So as I said, the pitching is so good and it will level out. Boxberger kind of blew it yesterday, but that'll even back out. But get Yelich on base, lead off. Don't make him a power hitter. It's working. So that's exciting that he listens to the pod, that he's listening to me, that he's just getting on base. And they're winning some games. So yeah, it's exciting. They played that one weird game against the Giants that they lost. That's okay. Weird games. It's a coin flip. And they beat the Phillies in the series before that. So they're playing well. The Phillies are projected to be a playoff team. So Milwaukee Brewers play Sunday night baseball. And it's on ESPN. And obviously, you know, I love baseball. I watch these games. I'm into it. I'm into the lore. I love the Brewers. You know, it's rare. It's rare. It's rarer and rarer. I'm not, we are becoming an extinct, baseball fans are becoming a little extinct. So I'm a little excited because I'm like, you know, in baseball, I got my Uke, which is great. I got fucking Anderson sometimes on the TV. The announcers are good and I like it. But they're on national TV. I like to, you know, what are they talking about? What are they praising? What are they thinking with the Brewers? Because it's just a different take. So I'm like, I'm watching this game. You know, I'm sitting down to watch a baseball game, which not many people are doing anymore. We have excellent technology. We have all these creative ideas that could probably spice up this marathon of a game. You know, bring in one of the 80s Brewers after he's had a couple of high lives. Like, let's do some shit here because, you know, it's possible. And why not get creative, blah, blah, blah. So I'm watching this national, or sorry, the Phillies game. And so in the, I'm going to be maybe by an inning or two, but the fourth inning, third inning comes around and it's like, oh, it's Bryce Harper. He's DHing today. So let's put a thing in his ear and let's talk to him while game action is going on. Okay. So I'm like, oh, well, fuck Bryce Harper. I hate him. I don't give a shit what he has to say. And he said, okay, so he said stuff like, oh, the fit, you know, everybody's complaining about how long the games are, but guess what? Guess what? It's not going anywhere. We got the DH in both leagues. This is my Bryce Harper impression. Yeah, I'm Bryce Harper. We got the DH in both leagues, and guess what? The games are going to be long. You know? The methodical nature of each pitch is what makes baseball great. And I'm like, you are a fucking jock, moron, idiot, dude. Yes, you know what? You know, when I would go County Stadium, you guys, ooh, it's 48 degrees in what I'm thinking about, and no roof or anything like that. I'm freezing cold in this scenario. But I'm watching baseball, and I'm like, Dad, I love baseball. I love you. Thanks for taking me. This is awesome. I love watching Paul Molitor in between pitches. Yes. Fuck you, Bryce Harper. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Yes, we all, oh, we love when they play with their batting fucking gloves. Of course. We're idiots. I like the hits, the home runs, stealing bases, things like that. But you're right, Bryce Harper. It is the getting in the, what the, idiot, moron, stupid, el stupido. So fifth inning rolls around. Next inning comes back. I'm like, maybe they'll have a Brewer on or whatever. It's more fucking Bryce Harper. So, and like, I was so mad. I didn't know what to do other than mute it. I just eventually muted it. So congratulations to baseball. Your TV product made me a baseball fan who was a fan of one of the teams mute, which I'm sure that you want. And I'm like, okay, well, let's check in next inning. Well, guess what, folks? It was three innings of Bryce Harper, a third of the game with Bryce Harper. What the fuck is happening? Why? There's so many more fun things we can do here. It is embarrassing that they're getting this wrong. This isn't hard. So I just really, baseball really gets me in a certain spot. Because it's and that was the game that was 0-0. Brewers won 1-0, and it was the bat flip and the ejection from fucking the ex-Cubs guy. So it I liked the game. It was a good pitching game, but I mean, I was totally turned off by the, it was so dumb. Why not? So no Brewers are on. So you're basically being like, hey, fuck Brewers fans. We're going to have like fucking all like, and it was like podcast style, you know what I mean? Very conversational or whatever, but it was so, I was mad. Baseball, get it together. You fucking idiots. God, I want to watch the games. You're so bad. Time to move on, folks. Because I might, the vein in my forehead might explode. Oh, well, it's going to explode in the next segment anyways, because we are talking Packers. I needed to get the draft out of the way a little bit to do the weekend version of the Wisconsin Sports Show. So here we are going into it. If you're a Packers fan, you know, Ted Thompson, none of these GMs that the Packers have ever had have done anything that have made any sense. It's never been splashy. It's never the Packers have been so consistently good that unfortunately they are picking later in the draft almost all the time. That's the blessing and the curse of having a really good team and trying to rebuild a really good team. So this had Ted Thompson DNA all over it, because basically what has happened? The Green Bay Packers, as Aaron Rodgers fucking said, and I'll get to him at the fucking end of this, of course. Of course I'm going to get at him. as Aaron Rodgers said, free agents don't want to come to Green Bay, Wisconsin. I get it, and I understand it. I left myself, but you don't get to say that, Aaron Rodgers. But the GMs obviously know this. So the only way you can build is kind of through these drafts in the second and the third round and the boring compensatory picks that you get for letting free agents go. Like, the Packers are constantly churning that out while paying their fucking quarterback most of the cap. So, and that's the other part of it. So I was not surprised. And it is funny because it's just Ted Thompson era. After Nick Barnett, there's no inside linebackers. They don't care about inside linebackers. Overvalued, overvalued, overvalued in the draft. We never take them in the draft. We never sign them. We're always terrible in the middle of the field, and we get our fucking ass kicked on the run game because we don't have a nimble middle linebacker and a defensive tackle. And they never... So we get to... All of these wide receivers go super early in the round. So guess what? There's top-rated defensive players just sitting there. And one of them's an inside linebacker. So the Packers have to zag. And that's what you do. That's what you try to do. Okay, well, most of the league, we're going to have just fucking two sweet linebackers. We're going to have a great defense and have no wide receivers because that's the only way. It's defense, folks. Brewers got the best pitching staff, possibly, in the majors. The Bucks, very good defense, one of the tops. It's going to be a defensive state here. So I'm excited for it, especially when Alexander comes back, hopefully fully healthy. That is going to be one of the top defenses in the league, and I'm excited to see it. And Aaron's going to have nobody to throw to. So, okay. So, ending with Aaron Rodgers, I guess I am obsessed with him, but he's the quarterback of the Packers. It's the most important position in a certain, you know, sector of my life. So, I went off on him a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, because he makes that comment about Green Bay, and then he's like, I want to recruit people, right? He couldn't recruit Devontae Adams, right? So it's like, well, who are you recruiting? What are you talking about, Aaron Rodgers? So he's on Pat McAfee last night, live, of course, during the draft. So we're just doing that now. So, like... Yeah, I was like surprised Devontae left. So this is my Aaron Rodgers. I was surprised Devontae left. You know, I told him that I was gonna be here for a couple of years, and he's just like, he wanted something new in Las Vegas. I gotta get a better Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, that was terrible, but. So that was his comment. So I was, again, correct. Like, dude, you can't even get the guy on your team. Maybe you shouldn't be trying to... What the fuck, man? And yes, that's what's frustrating to us Packer fans. It's like, okay, you left with Aaron here. Well, you know, that's a head-scratcher for us. But Aaron... So I'm Pat McAfee. He is like... All in on the Packers. He's like, yeah, they're doing a great job and like making excuses for the wide receivers and stuff. He's like, he's all in on management now. So like he's babyface now for those few wrestling fans. He is the good guy. Last year, he's the bad guy. And my prediction is he is going to try to just be super babyface this year and be all Green Bay Packer and fucking he is going to watch old footage from the fucking 40s and learn something. He's going to be it. So I'm ending on a positive note. So there you go, because I'm out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the Bucks playoff and the Brewers games and, of course, the draft. And enjoy